Welcome to Kansas City Cannabis, where local roots and city pride thrive. Whether you're new or seasoned to cannabis, our expert bud tenders offer guidance and a welcoming atmosphere at our four KC locations. Experience genuine service and hometown heart. Visit kccannabis.org for more.
Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thank you very much for joining us. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. We appreciate you listening to the show. Sam Mellinger will join us in the 8 o'clock hour to talk college basketball. Also, C.J. Moore will talk college basketball with us. I saw that leave it to Mike DeCourcy to make sense of everything. I saw that Mike DeCourcy wrote something about the possibility of Michael Porter Jr. coming back and playing. And, you know, if basically, again, paraphrasing, he wrote, it's a decision for him and his family. And if he wants to come back, try to come back and play for his dad and play with his brother. This is what the headline is. If Michael Porter Jr. returns to play for free at Missouri, no one needs your 2 cents on choice. And I agree wholeheartedly with what Mike DeCourcy wrote. It's just so weird how like against it ESPN is. It's almost like there was a memo passed out. All right, everyone come out there and just totally downplay this and say it's ridiculous for the kid to come back and he shouldn't come back. Put it at less than 5%. Ignore the fact that he came out in a press conference and told you why he was thinking about it and why it's important to him and why he wants to do it. It's like, did they not do their homework? Did Jimmy Dykes not realize that press conference took place? Did he not listen to the comments to explain why he'd like to come back, why it's important to him? It's important to him, number one, because his dad's one of the coaches. Number two, because his brother reclassified to play with him. And number three, it's important to him to leave some type of legacy or to do something for Mizzou while he still can before he leaves to the NBA. It's just important to him. This isn't a kid that's from somewhere else. He lived in Columbia. He was there sitting behind the Missouri bench the last time Missouri played Kansas at Mizzou Arena. His dad, even before he was a coach for the men's team, was a coach for the women's team. His aunt is the head coach of the women's basketball team. His sisters are on the women's team. I mean, this is a big deal to him, and he wants to play. He'd like to play, and he wants to play with his brother. Because odds are, he'll probably never play on a team with his brother again. Jake, I was the only child growing up. I didn't have a brother. On a totally different level, whatever else, but you're a former Division I athlete. I mean, something like that is important that maybe some of these guys just don't want to listen to or don't want to hear.
Some of my best memories of playing any sports, you know, I played basketball in high school, ran track, you know, but of all my time, even as a kid growing up into collegiate athletics, some of my best memories were high school soccer games that I played with my brother. Those are some of the best memories I'll have. My last high school soccer game, playing soccer on the same field with my younger brother. Some of the best memories today, I cherish those. Those are opportunities that, when you're in the moment, you don't realize how special and how much value you will actually put on those. But those are awesome memories that I get to have for the rest of my life. And I'm sure they want to create those. And I'm sure that's a big reason why Jonte reclassified. And this is something they've been thinking about and discussing and probably since they were little kids talking about this.
There's no reason for him to come back, a chance, anything.
That's stupid.
Do you not even listen to the kids' comments? Are you not taking any time to investigate the background of the story and understand why it's different?
Well, it's not putting a human element onto the situation.
Why would you do that?
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's the reality of what we lie in. And that's what the situation is. there's going to be family draws.
If he's medically cleared, that means he's not hurt.
Right.
So if he's hurt, yes, there's no reason to come back. There's no reason to push it. Remember, there was a huge hubbub about Joel Embiid with the stress fracture in his back. Could he play with it or could he not play with it? And some people would, he should suck it up and play. He had a stress fracture in his back. You know, there was an injury. The only debate was whether or not he could play with it.
But that's basically what Michael Porter Jr. had.
But he had surgery to fix it. And if they say, yeah, you're healthy, he's not hurt anymore.
Yeah, he's been cleared to practice, but now he the next step is get cleared for contact. And if he's cleared to play, so then what's the problem?
Yeah, we're not talking about a situation where we go, well, he's injured, but, he can suck it up and play through it. He's not injured anymore.
That was the choice to make instead of surgery.
Right.
Right? And it's very simple. This is what he has said. This is what everyone has said. And this is what the whole point of him speaking with the media was last week. If he's medically cleared, he would like to play. He's going to play. If he's not medically cleared, he's not going to play.
Sounds pretty simple.
What are we?
No.
I'll put this at less than 5%, says Jimmy Dykes.
No.
I mean, why would you risk it? Get ready for the NBA. Well, read any story from the press conference, read the quotes, and you wouldn't have to ask why would he risk it. He told you. There's no speculation. He told you, I want to play. I practiced with this team all the offseason. He's like my brothers. One of them really is my brother. So I want to play. And it's not, okay, and again, it would have been different. Say Mizzou, after they had lost three in a row, now they've won four in a row, right? Say if they lost 6 of 7, and they clearly weren't an NCAA tournament team, you could say, yeah, man, what are you coming back for? You know? But he could come back to what is already an NCAA tournament team and at least give him a chance to have some type of magical run in the SEC and NCAA tournament. And he might be able to come back to play at Kentucky. Well, that's kind of cool against kids he played against in AAU and he knows really well, right? That's something. Play a game at Mizzou Arena again the right way, the last game of the year against Arkansas, play in the SEC tournament, play in the NCAA tournament. That might make a few memories for him. I don't know.
Nope. I don't know why he would do that.
Well, why did Kyrie Irving come back? Well, it's Duke.
No.
But that's Duke. Okay.
He had a chance to win a national championship.
We got to come back and, whatever.
He had a chance to play in the national championship, Stephen.
So, and then this narrative, well, I mean, you can't expect to bring this kid back and he'll disrupt the chemistry and he's, are you crazy? No. This kid's too talented. We don't want to bring him back. He's got too much talent. Do you know what Missouri needs right now? People that can handle the basketball and score. Guess what he could do? He can handle the basketball and score. He doesn't need to play 40 minutes. He doesn't need to play 30 minutes. He could give you like 15 or 20 off the bench if you want to. Oh, I don't know. Put him in when you can't inbounds the ball at the end of a game. That 6'11 target might help. So, I mean, do you doubt whether he could help this team at all?
No, I don't. I mean, I feel quite certain he would help the team. I do understand a little bit of the concept that, look, it's not going to be maybe as easy to integrate him where he might not make the impact that some Missouri fans think he's going to make just because of the fact they've been playing a certain way all year. You bring him in, and it might take a little bit for guys to figure out, okay, when do we defer to him? When do we run the offense the way we have? Should I take this shot? Should I not take this shot? I can understand that being a little bit more difficult than maybe some people think.
There are times when no one wants to take a shot at the end of games.
But I definitely believe that you add possibly the most talented player in college basketball to your roster, you get better.
Where's his minutes going to come from? Oh, I don't know. Maybe he could take a couple of minutes from Cullen Van Leer and or Reed Nicko.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
maybe.
I mean, I just find it silly.
Maybe, I don't know.
We spend so much time criticizing kids who make the choice not to play in their bowl games.
Oh, this kid wants to play with his brother and for his dad and for his school and his hometown. What the hell's wrong with him?
Right. Now we're going to criticize somebody who wants to play.
Again, if this was North Carolina or Duke, Kyrie Irving going, wow, how about this kid's heart? This kid's passion. He wants to get back out there and play with his teammates.
Willing to risk
he
it all.
He wants to play for Coach
willing
K.
Willing to risk it all.
He wants to play for Mike Krzyzewski. He just wants to go out there and play for Coach Cal and make some memories. But since it's not Duke or Carolina, Kentucky, well, why would you come back? I don't know. I don't know. What if there are seven? Right now, they're in the latest bracket tells you they're a seven seed, right? Well, I mean, and they had them lined up with Duke as a two seed. Anybody want to see Missouri with Michael Porter Jr. play Duke in the second round of the NCAA tournament?
Yep.
Me. Why would you want to do that? Why would you want to play on the biggest stage of college basketball with your brother in the NCAA tournament? What's wrong with this kid? Stupid. And guess what? I get it because every morning there are people that just wish I would stop talking. And now I can empathize because I wanted Jimmy Dykes to stop talking so many times during that game. I would have settled for him to stop talking about Reggie Miller. Just stop talking about Reggie Miller. Look, I'm willing to meet someone halfway. Just stop talking. You know what? In the Missouri-Mississippi State game, just stop talking about Reggie Miller.
I don't understand where
Reggie
Miller came up.
No one really knows. I don't think Jimmy Dykes knows. One guy made a shot, looked like Reggie Miller, and so then he decided to tell us the history of Reggie Miller and the three-point shot. Okay, great. Not that anything compelling is going on in the game. All right, then he wanted to tell us about how he makes free throws. Again, don't care.
Well, when it's a blowout, you got to find things to talk about.
Don't care, Jimmy Dykes. Then he wants to give you the, it's like, dude, if you want to talk about all these things, it's called a sports talk show. Don't do a game then. Because guess what? If you're doing a game, they kind of want you to talk about the game that you're watching.
Yeah.
I know, it's crazy.
Sometimes.
That's crazy. So finally, when Beth Mowins pulls out the good vibrations, I'm like, okay,
yeah, right.
Now
we're talking.
We can talk about something else. Yeah. Let's get to this.
Yep.
Let's go, Beth Mowins.
See, I wished that Ian Eagle and Bill Raftery would have stopped talking about the KU game at some point.
So what happened in Waco? we better specify we're talking about college basketball. That could be
you mean on Saturday.
What happened in Waco?
Oh, man.
On Saturday.
How much time you got?
Right.
Well, metaphorically speaking.
What happened in Waco not having to do with David Koresh?
Right.
Like something else.
That's where they make Dr. Pepper.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Diet Dr. Pepper?
I assume so.
I'd like to go there. Let me have one right now.
Whoa. The water there is the worst tasting water, tap water, that you've ever had in your life.
Like what?
I don't know. It tastes horrible.
No. Stop right there. Like, what are you talking about? Like,
it tastes terrible.
Like what?
It tastes...
First of all, why are you drinking tap water in Waco, Texas?
Well, I drink tap water. I don't
know. Do you really?
Yeah.
Good for you.
I don't.
You refuse to drink tap water?
It doesn't taste right.
Oh, most tap water's fine. In fact, most tap water's better for you than bottled water because it has fluoride in it.
It's an aftertaste. I don't know.
Well, the aftertaste in Waco, Texas, that tap water, that's one place where you don't...
Have you had tap water in Cleveland, Ohio?
What are you talking about? And like, what is it?
I don't know. It tastes earthy. I don't know how to describe it.
If anyone's
been
to Waco, could you please tweet at me at SSJWAT and either confirm or refute the idea that
Mexico City?
Tap water tastes earthy in Waco?
No, I do not drink tap water in Mexico City.
Why not? Huh?
Well, because you get Montezuma's revenge.
Yeah.
You're
weak-willed.
I mean, if you get a glass of something with ice cubes in it, if the ice cubes were made from the tap water, it ruins the taste of whatever you're drinking. That's how bad the tap water is in Waco. Anyway.
Go on.
So metaphorically speaking and literally speaking, Kansas punched themselves in the face and dunked on themselves in this on Saturday. Like, those things literally happened.
I paid a girl $50 to punch me in the face one time.
Well, I don't know if Svi paid Marcus Garrett any money.
That? I was thinking it.
How long ago was that? When did you do that?
Let me text my wife and see if she remembers. What?
Yeah. So Marcus Garrett punched Svi Mykhailiuk in the face or something. Gave him a...
Elbow.
Elbow in the face.
Inadvertent.
And, LeGerald Vick dunked on his own team.
Yeah.
Somebody called technical on him for it?
Nope.
So that's what I was going to say. Like, he looked at a couple of his teammates after he dunked.
Dude, I was...
I teed him up for that. Dude, You can't stare your own players down if you dunk on yourself.
He dunked that. I was like, yeah, wait, what? What the hell just happened? I literally was like, yeah. Nice. Wait, huh?
I should see that. In my coaching escapades of second and third grade basketball,
right.
That happens a lot. No, dunk. That's like
right.
Baskets made on the wrong. That happens. Right. Like, I made a basket. No one was even guarding it. It's just our basket.
Wrong one, huh?
Oh, you know
wrong
what, though?
One, dear.
Good form.
Yeah.
You feel like you shouldn't have to
deal
with
that one next time.
Right. At that level?
No.
When I was playing grade school basketball at St. Peter's, we had a guy who caught the inbounds, shot a ball on his own basket. Missed the shot, got his own rebound back, shot it on his own basket again. The other team came down finally, got the rebound, put it up and in, and our guy fouled him. Gave a three-point play. Two shots on his own basket and fouled three-point play.
Take this opportunity to remind people that as a grade schooler, Mr. Todd Lebo scored a basket on the wrong basket at Truman Memorial Building in a grade school basketball game.
And the first question comes from the line of Lebo, Sports Radio 810.
Sorry, wrong. All right, my question.
Sorry, wrong basket. Wrong basket, coach. Wrong.
I was trying to work it out because, you know, you can't dunk anymore in basketball and look anywhere or they'll tee you up. So I thought, man, if you dunk on your own team and then look at your own teammates afterwards, can they tee you up? And then if that happens, do you have to shoot free throws on your own basket? You know, like, I don't know how that all works.
Bringing sexy back.
Well.
So then what happened?
Well, then Kansas shot 19% from three in the game. They also didn't play very much defense, particularly in transition. I don't know if Svi shot the ball poorly because he couldn't see out of one eye.
Yes, sir.
Apparently, he literally couldn't see out of his right eye.
Listen, Scott Drew sounds like a real smartass today.
Well, speaking of real smartasses, which player was it for Baylor that said after the game that we knew we had to be up 10 or more because we knew if it was a close game, Kansas would start getting all the calls because they get all the calls.
Hello, how's everybody doing? Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
In Waco, too?
Yeah, he flat out just said that. Yeah.
Ask Fran Fraschello about it.
No. Nope.
Somehow the
Kansas, it was a CBS game. You can't ask Fran about nothing. He didn't see it.
Somehow the fact that KU's not as good this year, magically they're not getting as many calls either. I don't know. I don't know if that's a...
I need to know who this player is.
Oh, man. Here, Jesse Newell tweeted it out.
Yes, sir!
Do you agree with it?
No, I think it's just it's such a stupid narrative. It's so dumb. Turns out Kansas has been better than you guys for the past 13 years. Now they're not better than you guys, and you're beating them some. So that's... Noonie Amat.
I know the young people call them haters.
That's exactly right, Scott Drew.
That's right. Haters gonna hate.
They hate.
Kansas
what?
Is now, on the outside looking in.
Kansas right now still has a one seed. I'm sorry, two seed.
I saw people complaining, how could they be seeded higher than Texas Tech when Texas Tech is above them in the conference standings and beat them head to head?
Nope. Again, that's why they did it yesterday. People were so pissed off yesterday.
I know
with the
young
top
people call them haters.
The top 16 was released.
Call them haters.
I do think, man, I'm not giving up. There's a lot of KU fans that are already giving up on this team.
Don't give up on them.
And I'm not.
They control their own destiny, right?
They actually do.
Absolutely.
But
because if they win out, that would include a win.
Share.
At Texas Tech, and they get him a share.
Yeah.
But I will say, I think this Texas Tech team is better than Kansas, I believe. Now,
Right now they are, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see. Right. And Kansas is not playing well right now. We know they can play better than what they have. They can't win. Kansas can't win with Svi Mykhailiuk going 0 for 6 from 3.
Are you...
No, I mean, the whole team shot poorly from 3, though.
But it's been Devontae Graham and Svi Mykhailiuk carrying the mail offensively, you know? They've been doing the... And 2 games in a row, Svi's been...
they have to be getting worn down, though.
A non-factor offense. Well, he's apparently getting punched in the face by their own teammates.
Yeah.
That doesn't help.
No, it doesn't.
Sometimes it does.
I don't know if that's why he went 0 for 6, that he couldn't see out of his eye, or if that just...
His eye didn't look like it was that bad. I mean, it looked black, but it didn't look like it was closed, swollen, or anything.
It looked pretty bad to me. But I don't know. He said no, that wasn't why he had a bad game. He said he was fine. I don't know.
I mean,
whatever it is, he's had two games.
It looked like
a
little black eye. I mean, it did not look horrible. It did not look horrible.
It was pretty swollen. I mean, I don't know.
No. I'm gonna.
It wasn't swollen.
It was not like swollen. Like I've seen an eye
was
swollen.
Was it swollen shut?
No, not
Did
even close.
Did he have to say, "Cut me, Mick"?
No, not even close. It was not even close.
I need to go back and look at the picture because it looked to me like it was
not
swollen.
Could he see
underneath? Yes, he could see perfectly fine.
That flies in the face of what the people who are on his team said.
Well, what did Svi say? Did he say he couldn't see out of it?
It's not swollen shut here. It's a pretty big... But this is also after the game. He was icing it during the game.
Right.
Why was he icing it during the game?
Keep the swelling down?
Yeah, probably because it was...
Why didn't they get the end swell out there and get a cut, man? I could have helped him. I could have got him ready for the 12th
round.
I
don't know if that's why... I mean, look, the game before that, he didn't get any shots either.
Right. It's not like this is just one game. Okay, it's a couple games now.
The point is they can't win if he's not scoring because they don't have enough other options offensively.
I mean, what were they on the day from three? I mean,
19%.
Yeah, that doesn't matter how
31.
Many. That's horrible, and they're never going to win when they shoot 19% from three.
He was 0 for 6, so that was a big part of it.
Right.
And Malik Newman was 2 for 10, and Legero Vick was 0 for 3. Legero Vick has been shooting really horribly since the start of conference play, basically.
Since he's not going to see much of the court.
Look, Azubuki.
You're disgruntled.
Azubuki and Lightfoot both got in foul trouble. I didn't ever say that he wasn't going to see much of the court.
Lightfoot had a big dunk early on.
So did they.
They broke into the Missouri game to show that dunk. That's
it was nice. That was his only basket, and he fouled out.
Look. I wasn't watching the game because it was the same time as the Missouri game. I'm just telling you, they broke into the game. Let's go down to Waco. Look at this one. And this is the best part. Whoever was doing the halftime.
Live look-ins?
Yeah, the halftime for it was the halftime show for the Missouri game. I can't remember who the hell it was. But so, like, they go, and there's a big dunk from Lightfoot. Kansas absolutely picking apart this Baylor zone.
Nope.
And so then there's like a silence. No, somehow Baylor's up by 10 at halftime. I'm like, wait a minute.
Nope.
What's going on in that game?
Nope.
Yeah, they
only have 20.
I don't think there was ever a stretch where they picked apart that zone. They had 20 points at halftime. 20.
Wrong. Okay, who has the tougher schedule down the stretch? Let's compare. Okay, we've got Kansas and Texas Tech now. Texas Tech 9-3 in the conference. Kansas is 8-4. Texas Tech already has the win at Allen Fieldhouse. Here's what Texas Tech has left. Home against Oklahoma tomorrow. At Baylor on Saturday. The next week at Oklahoma State before the showdown against Kansas. Then at West Virginia and home against TCU.
Ugh.
Let's say they win their home game. Okay, let's say they beat Oklahoma, because apparently Oklahoma on the road will lose to everyone. And Texas Tech pretty good at home. Do you feel, I mean, you know, you're going to root for Oklahoma, but if you had to pick, you think Texas Tech's going to win that game, right?
Yeah.
Texas Tech and Baylor. Boy, you have to root for Baylor, right?
Sure. Scott Drew, let's go. Yes, sir.
At Oklahoma State, no easy task.
Yes, sir.
No easy task now.
Right.
Is it?
No.
And then the Kansas game, that's a tough one.
Maybe.
It's a tough one. At West Virginia, you tell me.
Assume that West Virginia will build a lead against them and then blow it at some point.
And then home against TCU. That's the one you feel the best about. But there's nothing, there's no gimmies there. Home against Oklahoma, at Baylor, at Oklahoma State, home against Kansas, at West Virginia, home against TCU. That's tough sledding, man. Here's Kansas. Give me level of confidence. I don't care. Scale 1 to 10, 10 being the greatest. I don't know what to think about this game tomorrow. Kansas at Iowa State.
5.
Jake.
10.
10?
Just kidding.
No, come on. That's what you think.
Going to Baylor's a layup. What we want. That's what we want.
Oh, yeah.
But now it's time to answer the bell.
You can throw the LeGerald Vick stuff in my face.
No more mulligans. Here it is.
Layup.
He just said he could stick LeGerald Vick stuff in your face?
That's what he did say.
That's exactly what you said.
Well,
at Iowa State.
Stick my stuff in your face.
But Iowa State. Iowa State recently has
7.
They just beat Oklahoma.
Yeah. Kansas coming off
they
a loss.
Almost beat Kansas at Allen Fieldhouse.
Okay. Home against West Virginia. Ooh.
6.
Jake.
8.
Home against Oklahoma.
7.
7.5.
I say 10. I mean, I'm done. I will not pick Oklahoma on the road the rest of the year. Lebo has told me every week, oh, come on, man. They can't be that bad on the road. Yeah, they are. Sure they are. Yep. Yes.
Todd Lebo.
At Texas Tech. There she is.
4.
5.
And then they have home against Texas. That should be fine.
10.
But the last game of the year, I don't know.
No,
at,
thank you.
At Oklahoma
no,
State.
No, thank you.
What if it's at Oklahoma State and you have to win to get a share of the title?
No, thank you.
Gosh, Bill Self's record in Stillwater's got to be below 500.
Brutal. But wouldn't that be exciting, though?
I guess.
Hey, you better hope it comes down to that right now.
I do.
You don't want like Texas Tech to have a 2-game lead?
I hope Kansas has a 1-game lead somehow, magically going into that.
I think
game.
It'd be better for. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to see that game mean something.
Sure.
Now, that'd be wild, man.
Well, if you're in KU's position right now, that would be better than where you're at right now. So
now that you've heard both the schedules, I don't know, man. Who are you picking? I think it's going to be a shared title.
I don't know,
Now's your chance to be bold right now. Will Kansas win the title outright? Will they share? Or will Texas, or will we go, will you hear, and new Big 12 basketball champs, Texas Tech. Well, just like we all predicted.
I will be stunned if Texas Tech, if Kansas wins the title outright now. I'll be very surprised.
So cross that off your list?
If they win the title outright at
Jake.
This point.
I don't think they're going to get a share of it.
I just want a prediction. So shared.
I'm saying shared.
Nate Buchanan, this is your chance to separate yourself and pick against Kansas and maybe be right. Because we both picked shared.
If I had to pick it right now, I think Texas Tech's going to win it.
And if you're wrong, you have to agree to wear the same outfit that Sammy Sosa wore in this cowboy picture that's circulating on Twitter.
Where am I going to get the outfit?
We'll let us handle that.
Bill Self is 4-5 at Oklahoma State.
Because I'm going to be honest with you.
Thank you.
What does Sammy Sosa look like a little bit? He looks like a Red Raider. Yeah. It looks like he could be a Texas Tech fan in that picture.
If I'm wrong and Kansas wins at least a share of the title.
Mm-hmm. I'll eat my hat.
I'll wear it.
That's all even said.
If you get me the Sammy Sosa outfit, I'll wear it.
Oh, boy.
I'll wear that pajamagram.
No. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. I'll take that.
I kind of want to steal that thing.
The mannequin or the pajamagram?
Both.
Well, talk to Curtis.
I want that. We got breaks. I want that pajamagram. He can have the mannequin.
Oh, that you don't want to talk anymore over there?
I'll take that hat and that pajamagram.
I am not giving up on Kansas. I know there's a lot of Kansas fans out there who have declared this season over.
You're saying a lot. Give me some names. Give me someone. Don't have this straw man argument.
Name names.
Give me.
On
oh,
the
of
air.
Course you do.
Oh, come on, do it.
Give me. You have to put a name to make it real. Oh, a lot of Kansas fans.
This first thing.
I want to hear.
Real name last.
I want to hear a Kansas fan that's giving up
I
on the season.
I want first name so I can mock
waving
them.
The white flag.
I got my buddy Chad.
Chad. Who?
Chad Radar said. You said first name. You said I didn't have to give.
Do I know
name.
Him?
I want an initial.
No, I don't think so.
Who else? Give me someone I know.
I don't know. So, I don't know if anybody that you know.
Yeah, traitor. Chad's a traitor.
Chad texted, Big 12 streak officially over.
Is it
officially
you're stupid,
over?
Chad.
No.
Six games left,
did they declare it over?
No, it's not over.
Yeah, it's not officially over.
No, Chad, you dummy. You big
this
dummy.
This team has no heart.
Well?
I'm tired of hearing about how we're not deep.
I don't have that problem.
Okay.
Ruben chimed in. I thought we might have turned a corner after West Virginia. Nope.
Yeah.
We just aren't very good.
That's the Ruben I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know
that's
Ruben.
That's more even keel.
Yeah,
yeah, he didn't just declare it over.
Yeah,
that's a reasonable.
He just said we're just not very
right.
good.
That's reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Good
but I don't
Kansas
think it's been,
standards.
I don't think it's officially over.
No, it's not actually.
No, you don't give up on
it's
your team.
Okay. Well, before we break, you can't pick lack of depth. Biggest problem for Kansas. Don't say lack of depth.
Well, I mean, I just think that it's defensively. I mean, they don't guard the way the Kansas teams have in the past.
Okay, Jake,
the inability to run. This team, this team wants to run, and you can tell that they're not doing what they want to do because they are aware of when they get into late game situations, they're tired, and so you can see times where normally a Bill Self or a Kansas team they would push. They'd push the action, they'd drive, you know, they're just slowing it down. They're not playing the way they want to play. And I guess you could say that goes back to the lack of depth. They can't play the way they want to because of that. But I feel like they're limited because of that depth. So yeah. I get a cop-out.
Yeah, it is. All their problems, out. Like you can pick something else and it goes back to the depth.
Right.
I think part of the reason that they're not better defensively, they don't have.
They can't go balls out.
Balls to the wall.
So I don't know. We can make up excuses all we want, but I think it's hard not to go back to that. Oh, Billy Preston, where are you?
He's in Bosnia right now.
All right, that's a loaded question. Let's take a break. Back after this on WHB.